We are looking at the books of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. And we see the people of God in exile. And the main themes of these lessons is building the place of the presence of God, the temple, the walls around the temple. And then in Esther, we see a plot against God's people to be destroyed. And so in these times, we can relate with these stories, because in every location we need to build an assembly of the anointed ones, a church of Christ where at least two are meeting in the name of Jesus Christ, the anointed Yeshua. And that's the temple, that's the place where the presence of God the Father, Jehovah, is there. And so around the house, around the temple, there's a wall of protection, the Holy Spirit. And then we have plots against us to be destroyed all the time by our spiritual enemies. So fasting and prayer together in order to be delivered are always welcomed. So here in Romania, where we are doing everything in order to bring the kingdom of God in every location. Because in every village, in every city, there's someone who's ready to receive the gospel. And if he's not, we are praying and fasting so that we will have that person, that house of prayer. And so, what's your prayer for your location, for your country? How can we interact? Write me right now. How are you advancing the kingdom? How are you building that temple in your location, and how we can support one another in this, in order not to be destroyed but protected and thrive. So, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the example of Ezra just being dedicated to your word, and Nehemiah building the walls and also exhorting the people to repent, to change, to be holy, to clean themselves. And help us be holy as you are holy. And thank you for delivering your people. But we need together to be united in this, in fasting and prayer. And help us all over the world as we are reading this piece of history of the Hebrew nation, as we are the real Hebrews, all the disciples of Christ, all the simple Christians around the world, to continue to persevere, to take Christ's message to the world in every generation, because every 20 years we have a new generation, and you deserve to be worshipped in every location. So we pray for all those who are united in every household, Father, to bring you glory, to be protected, to be united in every location in this world. And for those locations who don't have a Church of Christ, a congregation, please, Father, provide, open that door of peace in that community so that we get all to heaven. Amen.